All right, greatest game in Giants franchise history, and Raf does a great job of putting this together. Chris Haft and I come together, and we talk about one of the great games in Giants franchise history, and this is the one we've chosen for today.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to September 18th of 1997. The Giants and the Dodgers are in a race for to see who's going to win the National League West. The Dodgers are up a couple of games as they come into Candlestick Park. Now, the first game of the series, Kurt Reeder goes, and the Giants win it 2-1 to slice that lead. And now we come to September 18th, 1997. It's Tom Candy on the hill against Terry Mulholland, and this is a huge game. Candlestick Park is packed. It's an afternoon, and it couldn't be a better day for baseball.
You're right, Marty. It couldn't have been a better day for baseball. And it's kind of interesting how many people around the Giants still say that those were two of the most memorable days of baseball they've ever experienced.
All right, so let's set it up. It's Mulholland against Tom Candiotti, and the Giants have to win this game. As I say, 10 games left, and the Dodgers now are up by a couple. And the Giants actually get off to a pretty good lead in this one. They're up 5-1 after the fifth or sixth inning, and Barry Bonds has hit a home run. J.T. Snow has hit a home run, and things are going pretty well, but the Dodgers fight their way back into this thing, and at the end of nine, it's 5-5, and now the fun starts.
Yes, the Dodgers kept on charging. They had that great momentum late in the game, and they made one of the extra innings in particular quite memorable.
Well, this is one that I'll never forget, and I know Giant fans who are listening to this show will never forget as well. Rod Beck is on the hill. It's the 10th inning. They bring him in. It's a tie game, 5-5. The place is going nuts. The Dodgers started off with a hit from Piazza, a hit from Eric Karros, a hit from Raul Mondesi, and now the bases are loaded, and Beck waves that arm as he looks in for the sign, and he strikes out Todd Zeal. This brings up Hall of Famer-to-be and one of the big clutch hitters of the 80s, and that is Eddie Murray. And Chris, this is one, again, I'll never forget. Bases are loaded, one out, and I'm saying, can he get a double play? And Eddie Murray hits a chopper to Jeff Kent. They go to the plate to get Piazza, and the throw to first doubles up Eddie Murray, and they get out of the inning.
Perfect execution, Marty. That's what it took. Jeff Kent, probably an underrated defensive player, you know, made the clean pickup, made the decent throw, and Brian Johnson, who you'll hear from a little bit later, made a quick throw to first, got the double play.
Boy, and the place goes nuts. Chris, I'll never forget it, and this is one of my most memorable games ever. All right, so Beck goes the 11th, he goes the 12th, he's faced 11 batters, he's given up three hits, of course, in the 10th inning, but nothing else. So now we go to the bottom of the 12th inning, and I guess you can call him a journeyman. Brian Johnson is the catcher that day. He comes up, he's hit nine homers on the season, and here comes Brian Johnson to face Mark Guthrie.
Brian Johnson was acquired that season, Marty, in midseason before the trade deadline, and he helped solidify the pitching staff an awful lot with his work behind the plate. That's that unseen stuff often that makes a catcher a good catcher, and Brian Johnson was able to do that. Except this time, of course, he made a big impact with one swing.
Guthrie, a left-hander, works in the set. First pitch, Johnson, drive to left. He hit it deep. Back to the wall, Hollinsworth, in front of the fence, he leaps. It's gone! Johnson has won it for the Giants in the 12th.
Boy, you said it so well, and that one swing of the bat put the ball over the fence, a home run. He only hit 49 career homers, but this is the most memorable he'll ever hit. And the place, Chris, 52,188, 4 hours, 8 minutes, goes absolutely bonkers as the Giants win this game 6-5 over the Dodgers. And this propels them to go 6-3 in these last 9 games, and they end up winning the West.
For Giants fans, it was a great season. For Dodgers fans, something different. Larry Bayer said that the Brian Johnson home run cemented the Giants' strength as a franchise.
Well, a great moment, 1997. Brian Johnson, it's the home run that everyone will remember, the Brian Johnson game. Giants go on to win the West. They face the Marlins in the National League Division Series at that point, and the Marlins end up beating the Giants 3-0, and they move forward. The Marlins eventually get to the World Series to take on the Cleveland Indians. But for that day of September 18th, 1997, the Brian Johnson game is born, one people will never forget. Tom Candiotti and Mulholland started that game. Guthrie and Beck finished it, and Brian Johnson was the hero. So that is the story.
Certainly one of the five biggest home runs in Giants history. Of course, Bobby Thompson, of course, Edgar Renteria's home run in the clinching game of the 2010 World Series, and Brian's home run, I think, obviously has to be right up there.
All right. That is another great game in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie, Chris Half, we'll be back next week with another game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
KNBR 680.